Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
The central bank, though, has issued a warning to customers who use buy now, pay later products when making purchases online. This is short-term debt financing, which allows consumers to buy products while only initially paying for a portion of the overall cost. But the regulator has warned that these loans are most popular with people who understand them least. And many don't even realise that they are loans. Donal O'Donovan is Group Business Editor with the Irish Independent, and he joins me on the line now. Good morning, Donal.
Good morning.
These are so common now. I mean, anything that you buy online will give you an option, won't it, now to spread the payments?
Yeah, online or in a lot of shops as well. So a lot of shops will have at the till an option to use Home or Klarna or, you know, different buy now, pay later options. So yeah, it is a very, very common form of credit.
And becoming very popular too. But the two pieces of research that we have today tell us that the people who can least afford to use these types of products are the very ones who are using them.
Yes, and maybe that's not surprising, because I suppose what the central bank has released are two pieces of research, really, to understand how this relatively new still form of credit is working. It's a kind of an updated version of a fintech version of buying on tick in many ways, but it is as you say, it's increasingly popular, and it is being used by people maybe who can in some cases afford at least. And the central bank does point out that it can be a very effective way. I mean, an interest-free loan effectively that allows you to buy something over three installments is cheaper than using a credit card, for instance, if you're not clearing your balance every month. But that is only if you clear it on the three installments.
Well, yes.
And that's, I guess, where the problem is.
And listen, isn't that what was always traditionally said about credit cards? If you can afford to clear the balance, isn't it a great way to pay for something? But often we see that you pay for something on your credit card, you don't pay the balance on time, and that's when the interest rate starts to rack up. And it's the same with these things, isn't it? It's not interest-free if you don't pay it back within a certain period of time.
That's right. And you'll be hit with penalties and with interest payments and potentially, obviously, debt collection and all kinds of consequences if you don't keep up or if you don't make the repayments. And I guess what the sort of the core finding really in these two pieces of research is a lot of people don't understand they're taking out a loan when they're using buy now, pay later. And that may be because, you know, the nature of it, that you're buying kind of at the till, you're not really thinking I'm applying for a loan. It's also easier to get this credit than it is, for instance, to get a credit card. So there's a lower threshold of credit checks and conditions applied. So it is, in a way, it is more like, I mean, one of the things that the researchers found is that people who have a history of bad credit, people who have a history of missed payments are able to access buy now, pay later, and are doing so. And of course, they're doing so because they can, and they wouldn't necessarily be able to get a loan from a credit union or a credit card. So in a way, they're being channeled towards it if they're going to use credit. And I think, I mean, the big thing that comes out of this is that people really need to understand what they're doing when they're doing this. So, it's fine to take out a loan. It's fine to use credit if you understand that you're doing that. If you don't understand that you're doing that, and maybe that you're doing this, you know, with multiple purchases at the same time, you might, you know, have four or five buy now, pay later balances outstanding at a given point. If you're kind of on a shopping spree and you don't really understand the consequences, that's when you get into real trouble.
And of course, you're more likely as well, and the point is made in this research, you're more likely to make a discretionary purchase that you mightn't have if you were paying for it there and then in full.
Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, if you have 50 euros in your pocket, you can buy 50 euros worth of things. And if you have potentially 500 euros in your pocket because credit allows you to do that, then human nature being what it is. And in fairness, the researchers conducted an experiment where they sort of gave people a notional 1,000 euro budget to go on a bit of a shopping spree. And they did find that people's perception of how much, I suppose, that they can spend goes up when they have access to things like this.
But then the implications of this in the longer term, like particularly, say, for younger people who mightn't understand what could result from missing payments on one of these things, it's going to affect their credit rating, which will have might rack up all sorts of problems for them if they start looking at buying a car or buying a home, trying to get a mortgage down the line.
Yeah, no, it isn't sort of directly sort of linked to the credit register, because the central bank's credit register really just only looks or only encapsulates loans over 500 euros. The problem is if you start to miss payments and you start to run up arrears and you start to have, you know, judgments potentially registered against you, all of that becomes public and all of that will be known in future to potential lenders. So, you know, as you say, if you want to buy a house in future, you need to be very, very careful that you have a track record of good financial management, particularly management of debt.
Okay, just want to ask you about these reports as well. This is completely separate, about payouts in Ireland for minor injuries which happen in accidents. Those payouts we see are almost four times higher than in the UK.
Yeah, for minor injuries. So the Injuries Resolution Board has produced some research. Was asked to produce some research comparing payouts in Ireland for minor injuries and neck injuries. They're 3.9 times higher, which is kind of back where they were really before. There was a lot of work done around 2020, 2021 to bring down injuries after it had been found that that payouts for what we call soft tissue injuries were 4.5 times what they were in the UK at that time. So they're moving back. They're moving back up. The UK is coming down as well. So there's a bit of a dynamic there. It's not shocking that injury payouts here are higher. I think people generally know that injury payouts are high in Ireland. I suppose what's kind of timely is that the recommendation from the from judges to lift those payments has been kind of essentially stymied by the Minister for Justice. I think that'll kind of maintain pressure to keep that on. I would say though, when you're looking at injury payouts and in the round, the cost of an injury is heavily influenced by the cost of legal costs and whether or not a case goes to court. So if it goes to the injuries board, even if the injury payout is relatively higher than it is in the UK, it's lower than the overall cost in Ireland of
litigation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. One other thing, I mean, we have an interview in the Irish Independent this morning with the head of Outsurance, who points out that now what's driving the cost of motor insurance in Ireland is that actual repairs on cars has overtaken injuries as a function of, you know, as a driver of the overall cost of insurance. So all of these things are kind of dynamic. They're all kind of working together and against each other. But it is kind of worth bearing in mind that, you know, particularly for motor, there's a really, really sharp increase in the cost of repairs as a result of really the changes in the nature of cars. The cars are much more expensive to repair than they were. Parts are more expensive.
Yeah, and you need to get specialist diagnostics, yeah, exactly, as well. And also we hear about a shortage of mechanics, which is a whole other issue, which may be having an impact on driving the prices up there as well. Donal, we'll leave it there
which
for now.
Which is all bad news, yeah, really, for the cost of insurance, unfortunately.
Exactly. And for anyone who's going into a garage for any sort of work on their car or their vehicle. Donal O'Donovan, their group business editor with the Irish Independent. Plenty of questions coming in for Pete the Builder and for Dee Coleman, who will be taking your home renovation questions, but there's still time to get them in. You can WhatsApp us 0870 32 32 32. Next up, though, Europe's chat control. Will it mean that the EU could read your private WhatsApp and Gmail messages? We'll find out.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.